In the aftermath of a marathon public hearing that included some sharp questioning from state lawmakers, we still don't know how Honolulu's troubled rail project is going to be funded. Will tourists assume part of the burden via a hotel room tax, or will Oahu residents assume it via an increase in the general excise tax? Yesterday's event laid out the issues and set the stage for the upcoming special session, but time is growing short with a federal deadline coming up. Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton covered yesterday's hearing. He's on the line with today's reality check. Hi, Stuart. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
What did we learn yesterday that we didn't know before, if anything?
Well, one thing we learned was that the legislature really seemed unwilling to simply grant Mayor Caldwell's request for a 10-year GE tax extension. Mm-hmm. The mayor wanted that. It's a half percent tax just for Oahu, and it is the mayor and some city council members' preferred method of paying for the rail. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really buy that.
Well, the other proposal in play is the hotel room tax, right?
Well, that's one idea, and they didn't really discuss that. But what they did discuss was that the GE tax extension, one of the takeaways was that extending the GE tax for 10 years, as the mayor wants, would actually produce a surplus. So it would really produce more money than the rail needs to be completed. That was one of the takeaways and one of the things that they discussed that, again, goes against this 10-year tax extension. The other idea that came out was that opposing a new tax instead of extending the GE tax would save money in interest costs and financing fees. And this was something that both the WAM chair, Donovan De La Cruz, or the Ways and Means Committee chair, and the House Finance Committee chair, Sylvia Luke, both talked about. So that's two sides of the aisle, both focusing in on this desire to save financing fees by with some kind of new tax rather than the extension. And again, the House Speaker also mentioned that could save about $1 billion in financing fees.
So, well, because debt service is huge for this project, isn't it?
Right. So that was the idea, that it would, by extending the GE tax, it's just pushing it out further and would be using a lot of that money to pay debt service, whereas coming in with a new tax would, as they say, front load it, and it wouldn't be as much of a debt service fee.
Excise taxes aren't terribly popular with tax reform people, are they?
No. The problem with excise taxes is that they are regressive. That means that the lower-income people and middle-income people tend to sort of pay more proportionately more of a of their income in these sorts of taxes. So that was one of the other things that came out in an interview with one of the legislators yesterday after the meeting.
So there's still – all of this is still in play. We don't really have we're still in a climate of uncertainty, aren't we, Stuart?
That's right. The one thing that was interesting is, though, Ed Case, the former congressman, came up. He was representing Outrigger Hotels and Resorts. He came out speaking against the – testifying against an increase in the hotel tax, and he was pretty sharply questioned by the legislators. Again, nobody proposed anything. We still have to wait and see what kind of bill could be proposed, but the questioning was pretty sharp, and I think reading between the lines, it was clear that the legislators were not completely opposed to increasing the hotel tax.
Well, they certainly kicked that idea around before. Stuart, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Every day we bring your reality check from Civil Beat, and today that featured reporter Stuart Yurton.